Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Tell me something I don't know. I'm flexing on them like torsos. These niggas slipping like boss soap. These niggas listening use Morse code. Boy, niggas sipping like Porsche throw. Excuse me, these niggas talking that beef. We'll check into it like the room's cheap. And all we sell is the greatest feeling on earth. They paint me as a villain. I just autographed the artwork. Ain't got nothing up to prove unless I gotta prove it in court. Live fast, die young, and leave a beautiful corpse. Yes, Lord. My nigga order like 20 bricks. I sent 5 bricks with 4 chicks riding with these guns. That's carpooling. Bought extra clips when I dove in. Miss Snow White, we snowed it. Miss me with that. Kill all rats, I toast to that. And watch everybody I toast with. Kill everybody you close with. Just don't stick your nose in my bush, cause I close it like a clothespin. The people that I rose with will leave holes in what you drove in. If anyone in that car live, you tell that nigga I owe him. Yeah, I got my
You so crazy. 805 where Lil Tonchi is, 905 where MC Brain is, in Cleveland, Ohio. What up? I'm coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. It's your dude, TM. What you up to tonight? Thanks for listening to us. 917-889-3926. Hey, jump on it. A couple of people said they still got that Lover's Lane. That Uchi Kuchi joint, MC Brains. Hey, we're up close and personal tonight with our special guest, Brains Davis. You know him as MC Brains, formerly Motown Records. Stopping past to talk about the past. You know, he was discovered by Michael Bivins of New Edition. He hung out with Boyz II Men, had a couple of hits, at least a hit. Actually, two, I believe, with Boyz II Men. So he's here to talk about the past, the present, as well as the future. Again, up close and personal tonight with our special guest, MC Brains. Well, formerly MC Brains, today Brains Davis. But first, all the way live, and he's back from Atlanta, everybody, off of a birthday weekend. Give it up. Hot chocolate. She's still hungover from Saturday. Welcome to the show.
Hello, my TM Harmon family. Please excuse the raspiness of my voice, but yes, I may still be slightly inebriated from my weekend festivities. Shout out to everybody who came out and celebrated with me. Shout out to TM who held down my birthday honor show. That was fantastic. You rocked it. And yes, I had a great weekend. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Hey, we glad you're back safe. Hey, she said this was the best birthday she ever had, like, in all her life. The same was like, damn, you live a shallow life. All the way live. Give it up, Dave James. Welcome to the show. What up, bro?
Hey, what up? What up, man? Hey, man. You feeling hungover? I look like probably how you feel over here. I'm looking around my room. And I got mad these little shooter bottles of the Crown Royal Apple because the liquor store ain't get the sipping yet. So I just been going there compensating every damn day, trying to grab me one.
I've been around my bed for a while.
Hey, I bet you don't.
Glad you're here. Hey,
sound like you're breast milk
early tonight.
My toilet.
Not quite 211. Shout out to Hennessy, though. Yeah.
From the DMV, up in that Delaware area. Give it up, Toya. What up, Mama?
Hello. Good evening, all.
What up, Toya Coop?
Hello, hello. Hello, Regina.
Hey, hon.
How's your birthday weekend?
Woo! Wow. The hashtag for me today is about this weekend.
About it's about that mouthwash. That's what it should be. It should be.
We're going to pause for the call. Come right back. Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest tonight inside the Social Lab again is Brains Davis, formerly known as MC Brains. We're up close and personal tonight. He's live out of Ohio. Hey, Cleveland representing in the hip-hop game these days as well. Hey, you can't think of Brains without thinking of this joint right here. We'll be right back. It's 909. Team Hama Radio.
No, nigga, no. 1991 and I heard somebody done dropped a bomb. Boyz II Men, ABCBD. Well, yo, Sam Rock, I don't think they understand yet. Brains, drop a little Uchi Uchi on.
La la la, I am the Brains and I'm up to par. Quit acting brand new, I know you're fruity. Cause when you're walking, you're shaking that booty. All the guys thinking you're hard to get. You just don't know you haven't met the Brains yet. At the beginning of my game is kicking, but at the end it's some boots I'm sticking. Why don't you come give me that booty, so you can spend the whole night with MCB. I will correct you and rub you like a booty. You gotta promise to give me the Uchi Coochie. Come on and give me that brick tip bossy. Any kind of position you have to suit me. Hand to hand together you know we will have fun.
Uchi, Uchi, la, 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 Uchi, 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 la, 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 Uchi, Uchi,
want to do is just stab the wound. And after the pain, he's gonna sing another tune.
Bring up the raps and instrumentals nonstop, huh?
Ohio ho, he's the chief rocker. Motown bound, C-town, he likes to mingle. Oochie coochie girls, he's the brain's first single.
Now a night with the brains is quite simple. I like a girl with a big smile and dimples. I take you off cause I'm a lover and a Mac daddy. Then I rub the kitty cat under the table, see? I got you horny, so now I take it to my home. And in the back of my mind, I know it's time to bone. I got you to my bed, so now you wanna play? But then again, yo, I had to say, why don't you come and give me that booty? So you can spend the whole night with MCP. I will correct you and rub you like a booty. You gotta promise to give me the oochie coochie. Come on and give me that brick tape box tea. In a kind of position, you have to suit me. Hand to hand, together, you know we. We'll have fun doing the oochie coochie. Now give me some names. Lisa, Kim, Angela, Monique. Them are some freaks with some big physique. Pam, Deshaun, Teresa, and Judy. Those are the girls with the ghetto booty. Tracy, Keisha, and even Tedro. Those are the girls who like to ride the rodeo. Tina, Vaughn, and Dawn, and Reek. Those are the girls who want to get a piece of me. I need the boon and the boon and the boon and knee. I need the boon and the boon and the boon and knee. I need the boon and the boon and the boon and knee. I need the boon and the boon and the boon and knee. Yo, this goes out to all the oochie coochie girls living in the oochie coochie world. Remember to stay on that pill, because I didn't hurt you, baby, but the next man will.
Yeah. Oochie brain, you know. So what up, though? What's going on with the oochie coochie? Oochie on duty. Biff Entertainment, the super producer Rico in the house. We out of here. But I'm back again. Oh, by the way, my name is King Wells. I got paid big to do this.
Live out of Tampa. Ladies and gentlemen, we are up close and personal with Brains Davis, formerly known as MC Brains. And without further ado, all the way out of Cleveland, Ohio, where it is burr out this joint. Hey, MC Brains, Brains Davis, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, man, what's happening, man? Thanks for having me, bro. Just hanging out of here. It actually ain't been that cold down here, man. It's been like, it was 50 degrees today. We was in just the long sleep. I had a small North Face on today.
And he said 50 degrees is not cold. Take that, folks. 50 degrees.
That's almost like summertime for them, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Especially around this time of year.
Yeah, man, 50 degrees is like summertime around here.
How many people in shorts and T-shirts now?
Brains, there's not so many people who don't know your name, brother, but unless, you know, you're new school, unless you were born anytime after 2000, you may not know. Introduce yourself to the world. They're listening.
Well, my name is Brains. I come from, you know, my first single came out in 1992. It was Oochie Coochie La La La. I had the number one rap song in the country for, I believe it was more so like 8 weeks straight. I was number one on Billboard. I'm a very, 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 very dedicated MC. So I've been in the game ever since I was 12. And ever since 12, I was literally just attracted to music. So when on my upbringing, I had to be maybe, I say around five. It started with the Dazz Band. The Dazz Band, my stepdad was the manager for the Dazz Band. They made the song called Let It Whip.
Let It Whip, yeah, wow.
Yeah, that was my dad. He was the manager for them and, you know, all of the funding behind that group. So I sat on his lap during the recordings of those albums. So I had a chance to see the digital record, the audio recording and the digital, different ways of recording where everybody had to do it at one time. And if one person messed up, everybody got to do it all again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. So I was attracted to music from the beginning, and my biological is all the way attached to music. So, you know, I just went on and just stayed, you know, in the music. And finally, as I became around 12, 13, I started getting into, I was a beatboxing. And I was watching that everybody, that was the person that was getting the attention is the person that was running his mouth, not the person in the back that was doing the beatboxing. So I went home one day and decided to grab the pen. And when I grabbed the pen, I fell in love. I came back to school the next day. I had somebody beatbox for me and won the crowd over. And from there, it just soared on. So maybe probably around, matter of fact, it was 16. I got a opportunity. A friend of mine called me. He was working at Denny's. He wasn't working at Denny's, but he knew that Michael Bivins and New Edition and, you know, the whole BVD thing, they was up at Denny's eating after one of the Superfests. So I woke my mother up on the school night, like 3 o'clock in the morning, like, yo, Ma, I'm trying to go up here and meet Michael Bivins. He got the East Coast family thing. And she was like, yeah, I know who that is. She was, I was like, well, he at the Denny's, I'm ready to go get him. So we went up there, and Mike was actually coming out of Denny's. And when we came out of Denny's, the security and all of the crowd and all that, I kind of choked up, and I was like, yo, Ma, I'm cool. She was like, fool, you got me out here in my house coat. And that, she was like, you finna go over there and you finna do what you gotta do. So she got out the car. Yeah, she got out the car and I stayed in the car. And she went over there and I seen the security try to stop her a little bit. But Mike and the guys was kind of cool, so they let her come through. And she was, all I saw was the hand signal, and that was to come on. So
wow.
I went over there and I, you know, did my thing in the parking lot. I was prepared because I was in the studio all the time, so I had my demo tape, not my CD. I had my demo tape.
Right.
That, you had that good old dat?
Yeah, I had that, all of that.
You already know.
But, yeah, man, Mom waved me over there, and then, you know, I went over there and did my thing. I've always been an entertainer, man. From 12 to that point at 16, I was ripping the talent shows. So people knew my songs when I was performing the talent shows. The talent shows was more popular than they are now. And so I ended up going over there. I spent my thing, and I got my demo. I gave my demo tape to him. And maybe about a week later, I had a producer call me named Rico Anderson. He called me and said that Michael Bivins wanted me to call you and kind of just vibe with you and see where you at. So we talked maybe for about a week, 2 weeks, and then finally I come home, and from outside, and Mom had a ticket on the table that she said it was to California. So I was like, wow, for real? Because I had got this thing before, and, you know, I've been in front of people, and they've told me we're going to do this, we're going to do that. So I just looked at it like I just met another person. So literally I got home from outside. I was a product of my neighborhood. Unfortunately, I was selling crack and nothing big, just stuff that's probably the stupidest thing to put your life on the line. You know, I lost my brother in the streets. I carried a pistol all the time because I lost him to a pistol, so I had a chip on my shoulder, and you know, I was just into that. And when I got those plane tickets, I went back to the block and I gave my homeboy an 8-ball, and I said, "Man, you can have it." I just told God that I would never put my hands on that again if He blessed me with this.
That's
and
awesome.
I'm on my way to Hollywood, so.
That's awesome. Let's pause for the cause for a second and get in into your joint call, Can't Leave, and then on the other side of the break, we'll talk to MC Brains a little bit more about his experience in being discovered and when he went to Hollywood. TM Hammer Radio Live, it's 9:20 p.m. Hope you're out.
Dollar bill, Urban Survival Entertainment, all about that set, Brain. First platinum MC ever in Cleveland, better remember that, go.
buckle up your seatbelt. I got that cheddar melt, melt right off in the track stacks for the vocals dealt. If I ain't do it, all you hear is pussy money power. But in my world, I'm seeing more than pussy money power. I like to take a topic, beat it to the microscopic. Blow some gas, write my first, then I drop it. I'm a Cleveland nigga, y'all, until the day I D.I.E. And when my body go to rest, it'll be in the dirt to C.L.E. Yeah, urban survival representative to the 47. So when you see me, dap me up and follow up with seven. I'm sure I'm posted in my Chuck Black vintage tee. Nice felt, nice watch, of course, the CAP. Yeah, I'm a Gemini, cut you like a samurai. That be them suckers fought incredible heart, my nice guy. Same with the music, sometimes I chill, but then I lose it. I spit to any track, and I'm gonna even let you choose. They like it's New Year's special occasion. The situation is I'm back on my square with mics blazing. Over baking, I'm the meat of the entree. Don't want no problem, keep it moving, nigga, on delay. I'm Frankie Lyman, Sinatra, LL wrapped in one. I'm the beast boy, burrito, find me wrapped in one. Dog, it's another set of footprints that follow me. When they disappear, he picked me up for the rest of the journey. That's why my chest out, my chin up, content where I end up. Sucker swim for cover, I'm that great white with my fiend up. I'm so in love with hip-hop, I can't even sit calm. You see the stars in my eyes like Bishop Don Juan. Close them up Hong Kong when I write a new song. My entertainment bringing whites and blacks together, ding-dong. So roll out the red carpet, get the cameras flicking. Swag nasty like I'm in the shots, booger picking.
Dial, you are tuned in with the hottest internet radio show in the land right now, TM Hymer Radio. It's your boy St. James right here, and we sitting in with Cleveland's own Brains Davis, also known to the original hip hop generation as MC Brains, the original Oochie Coochie Man. It's about 3:23 a.m. out in Amsterdam. Coming to see y'all soon. Promise you. And we still live with the brother here from Cleveland. Man, I got you left off last point about you was on your way to Hollywood and you was able to put all that street life down. Now, how old were you when that happened, if you don't mind disclosing that information? And I got another question. So, like, how different was that experience coming from looking over your shoulder everywhere you walk, you know, with the tool on your hip and having to, you know, get it how you live, to bright lights in the big city of Hollywood? And, you know, what was that culture shock like?
Well, it was crazy for the simple fact that it's like, and I'm getting ready to write a book, man, and I'm, like, in the middle of it. It's called Cinderfella. And the reason I named it Cinderfella is because literally I went from that to the total opposite, literally, like 30 days later. I wasn't even wearing the same pair of underwear no more. You know what I'm saying? So it was like at first, just being from the streets, it was kind of like when I left and I went to Hollywood. When I got there, you know, the terrorist thing didn't happen and we didn't have all this crap going on we got going on now. So you was able to come to the gate. So when I got to the gate, I just saw the whole BED squad, and it was just kind of, you know, I was just kind of numb. You know, my parents always had me around entertainers, though, just through my dad. You know what I'm saying? My stepdad, he had me. Him and my mother had me around, like, people like the Sugar Hill Gang and all that kind of stuff. Like, they used to come to our house and stuff like that. So I really wasn't a celebrity type of dude because they was already prepping me to be a celebrity. But I was excited. I was excited that these mega celebrities is catering to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was ill, and they had, you know, people there with signs and welcome brains and the whole nine, and literally I was 15 years old, man, about to turn 17.
Damn.
Word.
Yeah, man, and it was like, you know, it was a choice. I had a choice of making a choice to, because I was first string quarterback from my high school, so I had a choice to continue with that, or either, and I love doing both. Like, the most fun I ever had in my life was playing football and spitting and my music.
Right.
But my music is in my spirit, so that's just where my spirit went. And,
so let me ask you this real quick. I mean to cut you off like that, but let me ask you this. So with you being the first, like, I would say, entertainment, you know, I would say giant to come out of Cleveland that put a hip-hop realm at that time, did that kind of open the door? Because you say you had your single in 92. I know in 94, that's when Bone Thugs made their entrance to the game. Did you have any kind of, I don't know, did that open the door for them, or did you, like, know them to, like, give them the word to, you know, Easy and anything out there since you was out there in Cali? You know what I mean?
Well, one thing that I do know, like, I know Bone from the talent shows. Like I said, talent shows was huge when we was youngsters. And I knew them way before anything happened. I knew them when they was youngsters before they had hair.
Right.
And, you know, and we always had that relationship. We knew each other from that. So when I actually got on, they'll tell you themselves that gave them the motivation to go do it. And don't wait on it, to go get it, because in Cleveland, it's not that much opportunity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So as far as when it comes to music and things of that nature, you don't have the opportunity to run into the people that somebody in Atlanta or somebody in L.A. or New York could run into. You know what I'm saying? So they had to put their necks out there and make it happen. And, you know, they came and did it triple times than I did it. So it's a beautiful thing, man, because I knew that they were superstars. Like, it wasn't just somebody. Like, a lot of rappers now is just doing it for, like, because it's the cool thing to do. These dudes is really MCs.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
They've been doing it since they was babies.
So what's up with the MC Brains Bone Thug collabo coming to bring back the true art? What's good with that?
Hey, I got a call maybe about 2 weeks ago from somebody in their squad, and he said, hey, man, they looking for you. So that must be a sign right there. So they looking for me. That's always been love. Busy. That's why they shouted me out in the albums and all that kind of stuff. It's always been love, man, because we only got us. You know what I'm saying? And the funny thing, Crazy, if you ask him about Uchi Coochie, he's going to be like, man, that song suck. It was the number one song in the country,
but shit. You
know you was tripping because I didn't spit like that. That ain't how Brains went down. And what we did is literally when I got to Hollywood, Mike came with the track, and he had the hook. He was like, I want some chicks saying Uchi Coochie. Can you write the verses to this? So I went to my room, and I wrote the verses to the track. I can't spit like I was spitting to a pop beat because I didn't have no pop beats in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
But I had an opportunity, and I took it. And I had a conversation with LL when I was there, and he was like, yo, don't let your homies throw your opportunity away. Them women is the one that buy them records.
Right.
Hey, and he'll be the first to tell you. I don't know.
Ella knows.
Hey, speak.
Ella
will know that.
But the reason I call this Send the Fella is because literally, man, I come from the hood, man. I got there. As soon as I got there, when I left the airport, these guys took me to my suite. They took me to my own Range Rover. They took me and bought me everything in the store that I can imagine. All in one day, and then put about $10,000 in my account and sent me on my way to learn California, my first time ever out of Cleveland. The furthest I ever went was Chicago. Chicago is like my second home. So when I went out there, I was just literally out there by myself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Then I met people. You know, I was hanging with Mike and them. But then it literally changed that in 30 days. That's why I tell people, like, don't never give up on what you do, because you do not, it's not just a saying. You do not know what's going to happen the next day. I'm a witness. It's my testimony.
Big. Well, check this out. We're going to hear more from you, man. We're about to take a break real quick, and we're going to come back after this. I don't know if we're going to have a finance segment. But we're going to hear more from you after this break right here. It's 9:31, y'all. Team Hyman Radio, we up live. Up and close and personal with Brains Davis. We'll be back in a minute, y'all.
I'm on my way.
And I lift that ass up off the ground, and I'll hold you down. Then I lift that ass up off the ground. Yeah.
Pumps at the front door, I know you arrived. Plus the stockings on the banister the size of your thighs. So I shut the door, proceed up the steps, but I'm creeping. Tipping on the edge of them joints so they ain't squeaking. I'm freaking, cause now I see your skirt at the top. I mean, you do the type of shit I'd be a fool if I bought. So I followed the path, came across your bra and shirt. And it's your uniform, you must have just got off of work. On the doorknob was the last piece of the puzzle that slid them down your legs before you stepped in them bath beads and bubbles. I opened the door, there you go with lights down low. Surrounded by vanilla candles with the music slow. You got me on a vibe where I can't even think of the streets. Give me a buff, I wash it from your head to your feet. You my freak, I never been with you and been bored. This our first take, it's time to press record.
Then I lift that ass up off the ground, and I'll hold you down. Then I lift that ass up off the ground. Yeah.
Next scene, you in your B-Day suit. And you done took out all your toys so I can play in with you. You like to play and let me watch, but let me play and hit your spot. Even before I give you me, I have you climax to the top. Playtime over, now it's time to bend it on over. Making sure I get it all, baby, I'm grabbing your shoulder. Stroking your hair, cranking you back down to the stairs. In the living room on the couch cause the children ain't here. Ooh, I run like a Porsche, let's take it to the closed-in porch. If it's Olympics for what we doing, we be lighting the torch. All over the crib, my goal is to make sure you enjoy. Hopping around with you like I'm Jody's stepdad and baby boy. Cause I ain't no ladies boy, natural mandingo man. Have you speaking French and forget that you American. Damn, we should get an Oscar for this. Cause they ain't never seen a movie like this.
Then I lift that ass up off the ground, and I'll hold you down. Then I lift that ass up off the ground. Yeah.
We grab the tripod and off to the backyard. Don't worry about the neighbors cause the trees got us camouflaged. Over the grass, the hood of the car, the sun deck. The complexion of your skin look real good with the sunset. Hair blowing simultaneously with the leaves on the trees. Kinda like we on the beach down in the Florida Keys. I got them legs shaking, hard breathing, hard beating. It's like we making a workout tape with me and you, Mr. Freakin'. Back at the crib, sipping on crushed grapes. Get ready for the feature presentation. I'm rewinding the whole tape. Don't we look good? Like the way I'm giving you wood. And we can do it all again if you would say that I could. But for now, you can rest on my chest. Put your hair up in a ponytail. Look up and tell your man he the best. My body chemistry is a perfect match. You can get it anytime. You ain't gotta ask.
Then I lift that ass up off the ground, and I hold you down. Then I lift that ass up off the ground. I hold you down. Oh, I'm on my way.
MC Ray, off the mixtape, and up. All the way live from Delaware, Detroit, but I find it.
Hello, good evening, all. I'm just taking a little break from saving money during the holiday season and focusing on saving money for college. Everybody knows college is very expensive. So if you have children, you should have some type of game plan. You will hear some people say that it's the parents' responsibility to make sure they save for and pay for their child to get higher education. And then you have some people say that the parents aren't going to school, the kids are, and they should pay for it. So, you know, depending on how you feel about it, that may sway whether or not you're going to save for your kids. But if you do, you probably want to make sure you save your money in an education savings account. They're sometimes called an education IRA. You can contribute up to $2,000 per year per child if your annual income is less than $200,000. And your money grows tax-free when used for education expenses. What you don't want to do is save for college using insurance. You never save money inside any type of insurance policy, which is simply a whole life insurance, because the plans are expensive and they rarely perform as projected. You do want to use your ESA to invest in growth stock mutual funds with a history of strong returns. Based on the long-term history of the stock market, you can expect your average annual growth to be about 12%. Make sure you do not save for college using saving bonds. A lot of people think that bonds have a reputation for being safe investments, but they are actually just as risky as single stocks. And the returns only average about 5 to 6%, and that is actually not enough to keep up with the inflation rate of college tuition, which is averaged about 8% per year. So keep that in mind. Don't save for college using a prepaid tuition. If you're prepaying anything, the return on your investment is equal to the inflation rate for that item. So for prepaid college tuition, your return is probably about 8% per year. And as pointed out before, you can do better with an ESA and good growth stock mutual funds. You may also want to consider opening a 529 plan, especially if your income is too high or you need to save for more than an ESA will allow. And again, that's about $2,000 per year per child. So just choose wisely. Some of the state sponsor plans perform no better than bonds or prepaid tuition. And make sure your state's 529 plan is actually flexible, meaning you can choose the type of fund you invest in and the amount you invest in each type, and you can move that money from one fund type to another. And lastly, just make sure that your children apply for every scholarship that they can find. There are tons of scholarships that go unclaimed each year. Some of them are small and maybe only a couple thousand bucks, but that couple of thousand dollars a year won't have to come out of your pocket, and they can add up if you have multiple scholarships that are awarded. So just keep those tips in mind. You can get more information like this from DaveRamsey.com and some of the Yahoo Finance sites as well. So, again, start saving for your child's education, because Lord knows we need some smart kids out there. They're not looking too good right now. So.
No doubt. That's the story of life. Out of Delaware tonight, it's not important. Hey, thanks for rocking with us tonight, everybody. We're up close and personal with Brains Davis, a.k.a. formerly MC Brains, Motown recording artist. We've talked about the past. He connected with Michael Bivins back in the day. He had the hit Oochie Coochie that went all the way to the top. He shared about his experiences in Cleveland. Let's fast forward. Brains, tell us how we can follow you today, man. You got a new mixtape, Dress Pants and Chucks. How can we follow you right now and download the new mixtape?
Well, we can go to the Nerve DJ site. That's a school of DJs down here in my part of the city, in my part of the region. And it's a real big DJ squad. And it's there, and it's up under Dress Pants and Chucks. Actually, you can go on my Facebook and actually get it. My Facebook is MC Brains Davis. My Twitter is MC Brains. All of that stuff has a link on it. My Twitter, I'm working on getting those followers up, so everybody follow me, follow me, follow me. I'm catching up with the internet times. But it's at MC Brains. And then my Instagram is The Real MC Brains, because somebody took the MC Brains, so I couldn't get that. But, yeah, those are the places to follow me. I'm real freaking on my Facebook. It's open. Hit me up, T.
Who's in the deck right now? Who is Brains Davis listening to artist wise?
The crazy thing is myself, man. Myself and Urban Survival right now, man. I think I've never been
Urban
really
Survival.
Been an artist. Yeah, man. Urban Survival is my squad. My squad is from Cleveland. It's like, we like 30 to 50 rappers and, you know, management and DJs, singers. You know, one thing I never had in my city was unity. So I got a squad called Urban Survival, and we all unite. And that's the main part of it, is uniting, not even on skill level. It's just uniting as artists. And the artist is better than the other artist, mentor the other artist. And we pick the other artists up. But the beautiful thing is that, you know, the unity of it, I've never seen it. And I've been in the hip-hop game in my city for years. So my squad is Urban Survival. We rep the American flag, of course, because of the U.S. But, you know, the main part of it, I told my homie, I said, man, I feel like we on some Martin Luther King stuff, man, because I ain't never seen it, and it feels so good to mentor and give advice and see unity, you know what I'm saying? When they got shows, they're there to support each other and all that kind of stuff. Like, all that's important to me, man. So that's the main places that I'm at when I'm recording. Normally I'm listening to myself, because I think a lot of rappers is doing a lot of stuff now that exists when I was a youngster, and one of the rules in hip hop was biting, and you wasn't allowed to bite. But now, and when I sit on what's going on now, I just hear biting everywhere. You can say what the next person say, and that whole night, like, he wasn't allowed to do that when I was in hip hop. In the beginning, in the very beginning of it, you weren't allowed to do that. But
well,
once you
Cleveland, Cleveland recently in the news, man, with the 12 year old Tamir Rice. When you mentioned unity, and when you mentioned Martin Luther King movement, we're seeing that Martin Luther King type movement all over the country right now. It's good to know that Cleveland, there's unity in Cleveland, not just for music, but even for the incident that just took place with the young man. You're right there in Cleveland. What's the atmosphere like right now?
Yes. It's unity. And, you know, I think the main issue was, I think for me, was, you know, the two police that pulled up on the boy, you know, the rookie got out the car. Like, the trained person should have got out the car and dealt with that baby.
Absolutely.
You know, I think that was the first mess up. And then when it come to my people, and when it come to my people all over the world, what upsets me is that you hate the police now, but why don't you? Why are you just as upset when these two black boys is killing each other every day? Why the whole world ain't coming together, and that's happening in every ghetto. In every ghetto, these black boys is shooting each other left and right, and nobody, hundreds and thousands of people ain't coming together. But soon as this white
excellent
man
point.
Do it, soon as the white man do it, though, now everybody coming together. That part of it is not cool. Nah, that's not cool. Y'all, we should have been coming together a long time ago, because I'm watching teddy bears on poles every day when I ride through the hood.
Tell us this. Tell us this, Brains. Are there frequent killings, shootings of law enforcement in Cleveland? Or was this the first incident of this type in Cleveland?
No, they had another incident where two people, I think their car backfired or something like that, and they didn't stop when the police tried to stop them, but they fired off like 200 rounds or something into them people's cars and just took them people out. Them people ain't get out nothing. You know what I'm saying? But it was two black people. I just wish it wasn't a race thing. Like, everything that people fought for, it's like going back. It's like Revelations, man. You know, it's just crazy. But all I'm saying is my main point is that everybody should have been coming together.
Well, absolutely.
It ain't cool for me to go. It ain't cool for me to go shoot my brother. The whole world should have come together then.
Well, absolutely. And that's a good point that you're making about black-on-black crime and the fact that, you know, it's that much of a big deal as a law enforcement officer, or whether they're law enforcement or not. Someone else killing a black person shouldn't be more significant than a black person killing a black person.
Exactly.
Someone like yourself who is known, who does have some type of celebrity. I know we only have about 10 minutes left in the show, but I want to talk about, you know, how you can help to impact the movement positively, how you are impacting the movement positively in Cleveland. But I also want to ask a question. Are you still in contact with those folks that you used to, you know, roll with back in the day, Boyz II Men, Tam Rock, Michael Bivins, New Edition? You still rolling with those cats?
Well, I actually speak with a couple of them, but as far as Michael Bivins, that's not really a name even allowed in my household.
Oh, wow.
Now, I know that you had some issues with money as far as Mike Bivins is concerned. What kind of advice do you have for those young people who are entering the game? You know, what should they be looking out for to make sure they're not taken advantage of when it comes to finances?
I think in my situation, and which I think a lot of situations, like, and I'm quite sure we can get to that at another time, but all of those great things that they was doing for me, all along, that was my money they was spending. They wasn't doing me no favor. You know what I'm saying? So when people fly you out and put you in hotels and buy you this and buy you that and that whole night, know that that's your bill at the end of the day. And
they work.
When it comes to stepping into something, make sure you step into it with people and have people working with you that you know. I had no one around me that I knew. Everybody that was around me that worked for me was people that I got relationships with through him. And, you know, he was my label. He was my manager. Don't never let nobody be your record label and your manager. It's a conflict of interest.
Wow.
So basically, you was green at the time, as far as they saw it.
All day. I was just a ball of fire that wanted to get on the stage, and they put me on that platform, and they just pretty much worked me like a Hebrew slave. But I mean, you know, it's mainly about family, because there was nobody there to pull my coattail and say, "Hey, man, something ain't right. Something just don't seem right." No, because everybody was on Michael Bivens' team.
Right.
Doing exactly what they need to do to keep Brains happy, so Brains can do what he need to do to keep these checks rolling in.
Hey. I got one more quick question. When I was listening to to the original song, the Oochie Coochie song, I was listening to how New Jack Swing era that it was, how it had a Michael Bivens stamp on it. You know what I mean? You was able to tell a Michael Bivens production just through the drums.
Exactly.
All the time. Okay. So now, with that, with you being part of the original era of hip hop, 60 seconds or less, how do you feel about this current state that hip hop is in right now?
Man, hip hop right now is dead. I mean, come on, it's outright obvious that it's dead as far as on the mainstream. I love hip hop. The sad part is that I got tracks that I'll drop and I'll spit on and that whole nine that I can't release to the main market because they ain't going to accept it. But the backpackers and that whole nine will accept it. So that's why you got to be a chameleon in the game and try to figure out how to walk that line if you want to eat. If not, if you just love hip-hop, you can bang hip-hop all day. But, you know, people fail to realize, like, it's spots. I always go to all the spots in the different cities, the backpack spots. And I love that this the culture. Like, people don't understand that this hip-hop is a culture. What's out here in mainstream right now is rap music. This is rap music. Rap music, man, and 50% of them is doing it for the fun of it. They ain't doing it because that's what they was put here to do.
Right.
They're doing it because it's cool, because it's the fly thing to do. It's what get the chicks. Like, hip-hop, like, I see it coming back around, though, because I'm hearing a little bit more of people talking about something and having fun with the music.
Right. Well, Shaggy, we got about 6 minutes left in the show. We'll probably take a quick 1-2 minute break and come back and wrap this thing up. Tell everybody again where they can find you, how we can get in contact with you and everything, and so we can get this, so we can get out of here on a good note.
No doubt.
9:53. We'll be back in about a minute, y'all. Next song, we're gonna get what we can.
Hey, this
joint
is
gotta wrap up.
This is King James, James Davis, MC Brains, Team Honest.
I'm the first in my city.
I'm King James.
First big MC.
I'm King James.
Numbers don't lie.
King James.
Go and check the record.
I'm King James.
Numero uno.
I'm King James.
Number one sound.
King James.
Known around the world.
I'm King James.
Going at your girl.
I'm King James.
I'm back, seven. But I ain't left my city, I just left the forefront. Now nigga back in the lab with a pen in the pad, being bad with a fat blunt. You done let the oochie coochie fool ya, that la 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 do ya. I've been spitting fire, spit out the pacifier, let me school ya. Born and bred on the block for the 116. Whole bunch of street shit in my mix. Assisting them things with getting that fix. But a nigga still gon' write them hits. I'm like Tyson, whole cut in the towel. Over my head and I'm swinging like Bow. Hat cock, pants sagging, been swagging, been hat style. I did that.
Yep.
MTV, I did that.
Yep.
Billboard charts, I did that.
Yep.
On the cover of the Max, I did that. Ain't no mystery, that's history. And ain't nothing that you can change. That's extra stone, leave it alone. Can't be rearranged.
I'm the first in my city.
I'm King James.
First big MC.
I'm King James.
Numbers don't lie.
King James.
Go and check the record.
I'm King James.
Numero uno.
I'm King James.
Number one sound.
King James.
Known around the world.
I'm King James.
Going at your girl.
Hey,
King James.
Turn in my eight ball in my hammer. Now paparazzi flashing their camera on my grizzly. I'm no panda. Got awards on mama's manners. Send my gift just like I'm Santa. Just step on them haters, gamma. Got flavor like I'm Fanta. You don't wanna battle me, I got stamina. See, still a B-boy. These rhymes run through my veins like blood from a people. Injected, then protected, then inspected, certified lethal. Six rhymes if a nigga want 12 bars. Eight rhymes if a nigga want 16. 20 rhymes if a nigga want 40 to the face. I'm winning like I'm Charlie Sheen. I'm balanced like a triple beam. On target like an info beam. Urban survival representer. Nigga, no pretender, I rep my team. I'm a king like the king of top. Cause I'm a piece of the king of top. But in the flesh, if I put in my hands to give myself a chance, damn, I still get shot. So I learn to move smooth, out the way. Grab the mic and start ripping dudes. Talent shows, festivals, all of those. I paid my dues. So USA, I did that. Europe, nigga, did that. Canada, I did that. Japan, yeah, I did that.
I'm the first in my city.
I'm King James.
First big MC.
I'm King James.
Numbers don't lie.
King James.
Go and check the record.
I'm King James.
Numero uno.
I'm King James.
Number one sound.
King James.
Known around the world.
I'm King James.
Going at your girl.
I'm King James.
Yep. King James. 917-893-926. Number to die. We got a couple minutes left. We're going to call and take us up to MC Brains. Oh, I'm loving Brother Brains Davis, also known as MC Brains. A couple minutes left in the show. And be the first to thank you for coming on and hanging out with us tonight, brother man. And we appreciate the story and, you know, showing us the long road that it took. And, you know, just being appreciative of an original member of the hip-hop generation, man. That's
no doubt. No doubt.
Hey,
I appreciate you folks for stopping past. Actually, Toya, live out of Delaware tonight, asked you in reference to, you know, advice to artists. And people just don't know. You say you're working on a book. The story is a serious story. For you to say that, you know, Michael Bivins, who's known around the world, a member of New Edition, that his name is like a curse word in the house. We want to hear more of that, as well as, you know, Brains and I started actually working together back in 96 as he was transitioning from Motown Ichiban Records. There was my favorite song, Brains, is still Cloud Nine. I remember that joint.
Yeah, for
the Brainwash CD. Hey, we gonna invite you back on Wednesday, man, so that we can pick up with a part two. We really want to hear more about that story, and we want to share how artists can learn, and how they gotta really be on top of their business. And so we gonna come back on Wednesday and really talk about the brains behind the business, you know, to kind of bring things together again up close tonight. Brains Davis, a.k.a. MC Brains. Hey, take us up out of here. Man, we welcome you back Wednesday for part two. Appreciate it.
No doubt, man. Thanks, man. This is all of the paper fall around, roller, mic controller, Cleveland's first platinum MC. Hey, go check out the mixtape. Just Pants and Chucks is on my Facebook, actually. You can go to Brains Davis. And then you can go to also Dat Piss, and you can go to NerveBJs.com so I can get it. It's free, download it. It's dope. It's my first one. Y'all, thank y'all for having me. I appreciate it. Please, the world, please stop the gun violence. Stop the gun violence. I've lost mine. I'm quite sure a lot of people lost theirs, man. And God bless everybody.
No doubt.
We'll be back on Wednesday night. Join us for part two of Up Close and Personal with Brains Davis. Good night, everybody.
I sent you the firm request just a second ago, Brains Davis, so we know I like your voice. Coming out there
okay.
To the playoff game, Chicago against Cleveland. We know it's going to happen sooner or later.
I love Chicago, but they looking tough tonight. They looking tough this year, bro.
For y'all, I know. Talk radio show. Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio show. See him, live. See him, live. See him, live. Talk radio show. See him, live. See him, live. See him, live. Talk radio.